Couple things. Announcement-wise, Justin Anderson has been hired as our player personnel director. Justin was a graduate assistant here, former player at BYU. And man, we had a really strong field of candidates, and Justin was exceptional. He was the last candidate to be interviewed and did a phenomenal job. And so we're excited to have him join us. He'll start on the 6th, and I'm really excited about the direction our player personnel department will go with him at the lead. Let's see, what else? Pro Day was fantastic. 29 scouts here for our Pro Day. A number of comments that really were interesting. Number one, how well our players tested. But secondly, a number of players or a number of personnel people said that the setup and the organization exceeded that of what happened at Indianapolis, and they really like coming because of that. And so Pat Hickman and his staff did a really good job. So besides our players doing a nice job, it was fantastic in terms of that day. And then Friday Night Lights, I think overall was a success. Feedback that I've received has been really positive. Turnout, a little under 15,000 from what I understand, but a lot of comments have been really positive. And so we'll just kind of keep weighing feedback and what comes in as to whether we stay with Friday night or go to Saturday. But I really liked the format, and our players liked it, which is also fun. And then lastly, this week, Alumni Day Friday, which is always really fun. Last year, up to 1,500 players and family members came, as you know, always targeting former players to carry out the flag. And we've timed it with general conference as always, and that kind of gives former players a chance to come into town, see BYU football, and then have a great conference weekend. So we're looking forward to that also. So yeah, any questions?
What did you learn from the scrimmage, looking at it now, having a
chance with that? Nothing really different than what I hadn't learned already this spring, kind of the just consistency and manifestation of we're going to be able to throw and catch the ball well. I think our protection will be stronger than what it's been. I like the explosive nature of our receivers. Running back will be certainly strong and fit and deep enough. What our team are calling the Bash Brothers, meaning Steven Richards and Tanner Baldry, both got switched over from defense. They're both wearing 89. I don't know how they're going to resolve that, but they're adding a nice dimension to our offense, being able to block and then catch the ball on play action. So, man, ultimately, we really like what we've seen offensively. Defensively, secondary still has to come along and be improved. Execution took a step forward, but I would still say quite a bit of work to go in terms of what I would like to see in terms of culture, effort, and performance, but showing some signs.
Any update on Sy Tautu?
Sy Tautu had an MRI this morning, and the early diagnosis was a sprain. I don't have anything else other than that. It's MRI, and they haven't read it yet.
Why haven't we seen Jordan Prater?
Jordan Prater is held out for academic reasons currently.
As far as the secondary, talk a little bit about that. Talk to Chris Badger about the managing points aspect of that. Where do those guys need to, what do they need to do to take that next step?
So not only culturally and continue to be really sharp mentally and trying hard every single day. Trying hard isn't only physically, it's a lot of pressure in our secondary for those guys to identify, recognize, and make adjustments. So they have to do that. Then their fundamentals have to hold, which neither one of those are at the level I would like. Then the execution comes after that. So it's just going to take time. They're working hard enough. It's just going to take a little more time than what we thought.
Taysom wasn't out there today. Is he fine?
Yep, he's fine. Was excused from practice for being sick. There's kind of this thing that makes you lose your voice, bronchitis-like, that's been passing around from... Maybe you gave it to him. So could you stay farther away from practice next time if you're sick? Or Matt, a mask would be good. A Y logo, good. But a mask would be... So, yeah, I think you gave it to him, and at least that's what I told the team today.
With the Justin Anderson hire, does he have experience at other schools in this personnel? Because obviously Martson with three schools.
So it was interesting, and Jeff Martson, we were his first full-time job. And so he'd been an intern, and he'd kind of worked as graduate assistant type. Justin has been coaching, and he's been coaching at places that actually require you to not only coach but recruit and handle the personnel, etc. So no experience in terms of a job title, but as soon as you start talking to him, preparation and experience is again, versus the candidates we were looking at, he was really strong. And so we not only think we used the point where we were as a launch point, we're going to gain momentum pretty quickly.
I think the running back groups, the running back guys, and missing Jamal, but you know the guys that have what you've seen.
So over the spring, Algie Brown obviously is the main point to talk about. He's really a good player and big, fast, strong. Ai Ho Ching, in terms of a blocking back or our big back, has done a nice job. Adam Hine has been out, but man, when you add Adam and Jamal back to that group, yeah, I really like it.
What are your expectations for Charles West to get into the program or get in? Or
Don't know. And man, wouldn't probably even be appropriate to guess when the process is over and when all the details are out and whenever the proceedings are finished. I think I'll address it then. Until then, I'm like the rest of us. We'll wait and see.
This might be a question better suited for Tom, but is there any update on like a bowl game for the postseason? Is it a matter of crossing the T's, dotting the I's? What's the latest there?
So Tom will make that announcement, and I know in principle kind of the team or the games that would like us over the next couple of years. And I basically then sign off and say, man, I'm for that one if they want us. And then Tom takes it from there. So he'll announce it whenever it's finalized.
You'll be taking your team to some pretty storied venues here this fall. How much do you talk about that with the team? And what is kind of the reaction you get from maybe recruits and players about this opportunity to go to some of these places?
Step forward, excitement, and optimism. And so we like it. And there's not only a bunch this year, but a lot the following years as well. And that's the direction we're going as a program. So, we want to play as many good teams on as many great stages in front of as many people as possible, wherever that is.
Talk to Frank Wintrick, and one of the things that he talked about was the different viewpoint he had than you had as far as Olympic weightlifting type things. Just wondered how you've seen that, or you know, said that was something he had to go in and try and prove. You know, that as far as his approach, what have you seen?
Yeah, he's proving. I would put it not proved, but proving. And so far, our team looks fast. Our team looks athletic, and our team is almost injury free. And so, early proving is coming along well. I'm impressed.
How excited, just along that, does it make you for the fall when he's had more time with these guys and you know more time, you know, getting the guys in shape and ready for the season?
So far, so good. He had the team for 6 weeks, and I like the results. I'm anxious to see what he can do with more than that. But I'm encouraged so far.
Friday's Alumni Day. Does it take on a more significant role this year for you with some of the former players coming out? And
no, it doesn't. And every single year, man, all the way back from 11 years ago, really, really tried hard to make sure, one of the three principles that was first established was tradition to honor the former players. And I'll keep doing the very best I can to make all the guys that played here feel like it's a special place and feel welcomed back. And we'll continue to do the best we can. And if there's things I can learn and do better, we'll do that. We'll just keep carrying on.
Since you addressed that on signing day, have you noticed a change positively or negatively since making that announcement, I guess?
You know, I think really all that's happened is that there are so many that have come out basically saying, man, I'm not sure who is saying what, but we love what's happening. We've never felt more welcomed. You have our support. And so if it's done anything, it's actually allowed me to get more positive feedback. So I never know what the intent is, but that's the way it's turned. And it just shows a lot of guys care about our program. And some share it in some ways, some share it in others, but I'll just keep trying to make it the very best program we can in terms of relations and for former players of all eras. And that's what I intend to do.